Next patient is Tallman Wendy. That is T-A-L-L. T as in Thomas. T-A-L-L. M-A-N. Wendy. W-E-N-D-Y. Tallman Wendy. Date of birth is 3/22/1965. Date of visit is 10/26/23. Please make copy for Dr. David Yoon, Jinnah Medical. That is David Yoon, Y-O-O-N. Jinnah Medical is J-E-N-A Medical. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is a history of snoring and sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 58-year-old, very obese female who has a history of snoring and apnea. Has also experienced fatigue and some daytime sleepiness. The patient is a known hypertensive, and has hyperlipidemia, and apparently gained up to 90 pounds in the past 5 years. She had some leg swelling but denies any calf muscle pains. And she has some joint pains of her extremities. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of hypertension, history of carpal tunnel surgery. And has history of hyperlipidemia, she had a hysterectomy and a C-section, and a carpal tunnel repair on the right. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient denies history of smoking. Denies alcohol use. Next line. Allergies to codeine. Next line. Family history. Both parents are alive and mother has hypertension. Next line. Med list. Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. And Lasix 20 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Effects are 150 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 100 milligrams HS. Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. System review. The patient complains of fatigue and denies any double vision or cataracts, then I have vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, nighttime awakening or flank pains. She has nausea and heartburn. And she denies chest or jaw pain but has leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has no easy bruising. She does have muscle aches and joint pains, no seizures, headaches, and memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Can you mention allergies? None listed. Next, physical exam. Very obese, middle-aged white female is alert, but no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, no lymphadenopathy, peripheral edema. I'm sorry, no lymphadenopathy, but has mild edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 96, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 240 pounds, saturation 94. HEND norms for like people's reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung fills are clear. Heart, the anthems are regular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, megalith, bowel, sans sac. Extremities, mild edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus. With no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh. Number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3 is hypolipidemia. And, number 4 is exogenous obesity, and next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study to see if she has significant apneic episodes and qualify for a CPAP mask at night. So also advised to lose weight and do regular exercise. So we'll continue with our antihypertensive medications and atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. And Cymbalta, 30 milligrams daily. Polysomnogram was scheduled for next month, and the follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 2 months. I'm sorry, not approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Yoon, General Medical. David Yoon, Y-O-O-N, General Medical. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.